Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The British Foreign Secretary made an unannounced visit to Libya today under tight security. 5 years after the fall of Muammar Gaddafi, the country is in chaos. In a recent interview with Fox News, President Obama was asked what his worst mistake was as president, and he said Libya.
Probably failing to plan for the day after what I think was the right thing to do in intervening in Libya.
Joining us now is Scheherazade Kablan, who is a Libyan-American activist and a former presenter on Libya TV. She advised the White House during the Libyan civil war and is disappointed with the president's comments and his Libya policy. She's with us via Skype. And Scheherazade Kablan, what should the Obama administration have done in Libya?
Let me just give you examples of some of the recommendations that we shared with them. We informed them that the international community should muster the same energy during the war to help Libya find resources that it needs so we can move forward with plans to restore security, rebuild and reform the justice system, the police force, the national army, and other security services. We informed them that they need to secure the borders.
Would all of this have involved putting a ton of U.S. troops on the ground in Libya?
At that time, we did not ask for that. Because I am a Libyan American, I don't want to have American troops on the grounds in Libya. I do not advocate for war. We did not need that. If we had supported Libya financially and putting the advisory and the technical support, we could have done that without any troops in Libya. Maybe now we needed more, but at that time we didn't need that.
So what did the administration say to you when you told them that they should be spending more money and putting more advisory people in to make sure that Libya stays stable?
Let me say this. We did not ask the U.S. to spend money or send troops. This has to be very, very clear. Libya had at that time frozen assets, and all this should have been paid by the Libyan assets. So that should not have been a problem at all. But at that time, they were taking our reports. They would say, you know, everything is under control. We're putting a security plan for Libya. We're putting a security plan for Tripoli. And that was okay for a while. But after that, everything just fell apart. Everything was gone. The support was not there.
And who do you blame for that?
Of course, we blame the administration, the Obama administration, for the lack of planning or I don't want to call it naivety. They're not naive. They should be very well-versed in major operations like the one we did in Libya. When you topple a regime, you should be planning for that, especially that you have lessons from previous administrations. Afghanistan problem, the Iraq situation.
And you think that the U.S. could have stopped, let's say, the rise of ISIS in Libya without any troops on the ground in the country?
Yes, they could have done it. We didn't have any of these issues in 2011. We didn't have these issues in 2012. We advised them that they need to secure the borders. They need to collect the weapons after the toppling of the regime.
But doesn't that require people on the ground to secure the borders and pick up the weapons and all that?
No, it shouldn't.
So who
Libya
does that?
At that time, Libya at that time, if they used the rebels at that time, that could have been done easily in 2011. But again, these are mistakes that kept on growing and growing to the point that people will assume that, okay, we have to do it with troops on the ground. Maybe we need it now. But before, in 2011, that was easily done because it was very, very containable.
How much responsibility do the Libyan leaders bear for what has happened there and the rebel groups that are on the ground already for not doing the things that you're talking about?
They have a huge blame, of course. We do blame ourselves. We need to remember that Gaddafi has controlled Libya for 42 years. dismantling its national police force, dismantling its army. Gaddafi himself used organized militia to protect him. So we continue to say we need help. We don't know how to do this. But the U.S., the international community, the Libya contact group countries have the experience of establishing national forces and police forces and security forces. And Libya at that time needed that technical support and the advisory support and the financial support. And that was not done at all.
That's Scheherazad Kablan, who is a Libyan-American activist, former presenter on Libya TV, and also somebody who advised the Obama administration during the Libyan civil war. Scheherazad Kablan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.